He is the co-chair of the legislature's Transportation Committee. Spending a few minutes with us now is State Representative Tony Guerrero. Representative, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, good. I know you're in support of tolls. You've been an advocate of tolls, so the floor is yours.
Well, I just, you know, Dan, I know that you were gracious to have me on your show with Brad at the Capitol opening day, and we talked about this a little bit. But, you know, I just want to clear some of the issues that are out there. First and foremost, we won't lose a dime of federal funding. That has been sent to us from the Commissioner of Transportation and also from the Federal Highway Administration Program in Washington. Second, my legislation that I proposed, as I stated on your show, would lower the gas tax by 2.5 cents once the tolls are implemented. Over a five-year period, we would lower it half a penny every year for 5 years, which would bring it down to 2.5 cents, which would bring us, Dan, in retrospect, one of the lowest now in the United States instead of one of the highest. And the most important thing about this is now that we catch out-of-staters that travel on our roadways and don't fill up, and we end up paying for all the damage that is done to our roads and our bridges. This is a piece of legislation that I think is overdue. I think this should have been done years ago. But allowing Connecticut residents to have a discount too, which we can do, and we have confirmed that with the Federal Highway Administration, and to make sure that, you know, there's also another issue out there that says, well, how do we know that this money will go back to our roads and bridges? The Federal Highway Administration has stated that all proceeds that come from electronic tolling have to go back to that toll road or has to go back to maintaining that toll road or improvements of the infrastructure. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There is no lockbox, Dan, that is tougher than what the Federal Highway Administration has stated.
So there's no need for a lockbox then?
Well, no. A lockbox can be used in regards to the gas tax, all the other issues on that side. But when it comes to tolling, because there's been some speculation saying, okay, well, if we toll, Dan, right? So, you know, and I understand this. If people have some issues that might say, well, okay, now we're tolling, and guess what? That money's being used for something else rather than trying to fix our roads and our highways.
Tony, we're talking with State Representative Tony Guerrero, co-chair of the legislature's Transportation Committee. What about, because we got a call from someone in the first half of the program, what about these electronic transponders? What would be done in order to make sure people get them?
Okay, thank you, Dan, for saying that. Because first of all, well, in today's technology, you can order these once, like, you know, you have these easy passes if you want to use the easy pass, all right? But now, for these individuals that don't have them, like right now, Dan, I don't know if you have an easy pass, but if you went to Massachusetts and traveled on the Mass Pike, I don't have a transponder or an easy pass. What they do is they take a picture of the license plate and they mail you the bill. I went to go visit my daughter over the last probably month twice in Boston, and I received the bills already to pay for that. So now what we have is reciprocity with states like Massachusetts, New York, basically all along the Northeast Corridor in regards to making sure that people who want an easy pass can get it. But if you don't have it, Dan, that you're going to end up getting the same bill, plus you'll be charged an administrative fee, obviously, for them to have to mail that out. So that will be charged to you.
Okay, that answers the question then, because that same caller said it costs money to send that envelope to a house in order to collect
Absolutely.
The money. But you're saying
no, you're
that the...
Right.
The administrative fee would be taxed on.
Right, absolutely. In fact, I have a bill in front of me that shows that I used the Mass Pike, and it showed $3.30, and there was an additional 70 cents charge for the administration fee to mail that out.
Mm-hmm. So there's an incentive to get a transponder then.
Absolutely, but like I wouldn't want a transponder, say from New York or Massachusetts, because I don't travel that often in those ways. If I was in Connecticut, absolutely, I probably would get a transponder if we ended up getting electronic tolling.
What would you say to particularly the people who live in the border towns about tolls?
Well, Dan, this legislation that was passed out of the committee would have to go, there's no longer just border tolls. It would be through the state here. All right. So, you know, you may have one like on the lines of New York and Connecticut, one's on the Mass in Connecticut, and probably one maybe in New Haven and one in Hartford. So what happens here, Dan, if you use it, if Dan Lavallo travels from Hartford to New Haven, he's going to get billed for using that portion, which could be, you know, 70 cents up to a dollar. I don't know exactly what the amount would be, but you would be billed for that. And if someone's going to travel through New York to head to Boston, then they're going to be charged, say, whatever it is, that lump sum of whatever it may be, $2 or $3. But what I don't understand, Dan, and I'm having a hard time with this, and maybe you can even shed some light on this for me, is that why is it every Connecticut resident that goes to New York, Boston, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Florida, all along the eastern seaboard, we have to pay toll. But any other person that travels through our state doesn't have to pay for it. And nor do they pull over to fill up because they know they can get to a certain gas station within a 2.5 hour time frame and fill up there. Why should the Connecticut residents have to foot the bill for those other individuals?
Well, I think part of the argument is Connecticut has always had a high gas tax, and then you combine the gas tax with the excise tax on the stuff that's imported from New Haven, and I guess they figure they're paying already a high amount, Tony.
I get that, but so what I'm saying, though, is now if you can lower the gas tax and be one of the lowest in the state, and as you know, we have this stigma, all right, that people drive through the state is one of the highest gas taxes, all right? Like Massachusetts was known as Taxachusetts, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At one point, and now they have electronic tolling. Their infrastructure is being rebuilt day by day. All right, they have one of the lowest tax structures now. I think people will start to see that, wow, Connecticut lowered their gas tax. I mean, man, would I love that lower the gas tax by 10 cents? Absolutely. But I got to be, you know, I live in the real world here. There's no way I can do that. But if I can lower it to the cents, I could say that we are just, if not lower than probably two-thirds of the other states out there. I think that's a home run.
Well, I guess, you know, when people hear a half a cent a year, they figure, well, that's really not all that much. I think even if they heard a penny a year, you might have a better chance of selling it to the skeptics.
But that's what I'm saying. I can't stand the issue is that once you put these electronic tollings up, all right, so by the time that this should pass this year, you're probably looking 3 to 4 years before we can implement the program. So once that gander's up, that gantry, I should say, all right, then we start to lower the tax because now we need a revenue stream that comes in. But I'm saying within that period, that gas tax will start to get lowered. And now people also, Sam, with people, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, I think now that even the out-of-staters that are traveling will now pull over to fill up because we do have one of the lowest gas taxes now.
Where does the bill go next, Tony?
Well, I think, Dan, it'll probably end up, you know, I'm sure it's going to have to go to the Finance Committee, and then I'm hoping it'll come to the Florida House for a vote. You know, and I've been struggling with this, as you know, for a few years now. And I have tried in every way to answer everyone's question in regards to that. You know, the argument's always been that, you know, Connecticut will lose federal funding. We have nipped that right now, and we won't lose a dime, Dan. Mm-hmm. And I would even have you meet with the commissioner and even the Federal Highway Administration, anybody who would like to meet with these individuals that would have it guaranteed, not one dime. Because the issue is the one we met with them, Dan, mm-hmm. is that not, you know, we're talking, you know, a $2 trillion amount of money to fix our infrastructure mm-hmm. right now in the United States.
Right.
The federal government doesn't have that kind of money, Dan. Mm-hmm. So what they're saying is that if you guys can raise money, why would we want to put roadblocks in front of you?
Right.
Go ahead.
Yep.
And that's what they're starting to do.
Mm-hmm.
If Connecticut can do that and raise money, go ahead. We will not be in your way. And if we can give Connecticut a discount, all right, because they're Connecticut residents, and then maybe even as this bill moves forward, Dan, I have no problem if you want even, let's talk about maybe some type of income tax rebate on your state income tax. Hmm. Because maybe you do. Maybe Dan Lavallo works in New York every day and Tony Guerrero doesn't. And I have to travel there all the time. All right, well, maybe Dan should be able to write some of that toll money off all right, compared to somebody like me.
Well, we need to get you in studio to take some calls. Would you do that one day?
Dan, listen, I would love to. And, you know, and I understand the skeptics out there because there's always been this stigma that we're not going to use this money. Dan, I've always stated on your show, and I stated to everyone, I think this is the fairest way of doing this because we cannot rely on the gas tax anymore. All right? Cars are getting better gas mileage. The EPA estimates in 2022 are saying an average of 55 miles per gallon. And with all these cars coming out electric and hybrid, and there's one other issue that no one's talking about, the self-driving cars ban. That's coming down the road. If that happens, those self-driving cars aren't going to be going to the pump anymore.
You know, Tony, when you mentioned the gas-efficient cars, they're more efficient now than ever, and I get that. But when I put that to another member of the Transportation Committee who opposes tolls, Senator Susio, he says the revenue shows we're bringing more revenue than ever as far as the gas tax is concerned. What do you say to that?
Well, what I got to say is that maybe he wasn't at the meeting where the Office of Policy Manager came in and showed the Special Transportation Fund basically in 3 to 4 years, bankrupt. Hmm. And I'm saying it's on a decline. Dan, how can it not be on a decline? I mean, listen, we're not, you know, I mean, it doesn't take someone to look at this and say to themselves, wait a minute, if cars are getting better gas mileage, all right, Dan Lovallo's got a hybrid, he doesn't go to the gas pump anymore, so how can the revenue be growing?
Well, we're going to get you in. We'll schedule a date to have you come in and take listeners' phone calls. And it's obviously an important issue. And one thing which can't be denied, and I think we're all on the same page as far as this is concerned, our infrastructure is crumbling and needs to be rebuilt, Tony. We all would agree with that.
It does, Dan. In fact, the Association of Engineers did a report card. And you can even look this up. It came out about 3 weeks ago. That we have a D-plus rating in the United States when it comes to our infrastructure. And Connecticut has its own issues, all right, as you know. And, again, I'm not trying to scare the public that by saying, like, could we have another Miami's bridge collapse? I don't know, Dan. Who knows? But what I do know is that, you know, you have pieces of concrete that falls off these bridges, that falls on a highway. All it takes is a piece of concrete that can hit a motor vehicle, which causes them to hit the guardrail and cause a major fatality. That's what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
And as you know, you've traveled these roads. If you come from Torrington or whatever it is, are you going to try to tell me that our roads are the best that can be?
They're not. That I know. They are not. Representative, we're going to get you in. I'm so glad you called, by the way, and straightened out a few things, but we're going to get you in and take some calls from our listeners. But thanks for spending some time with us today, and we'll talk again, no pun intended, down the road.
No problem, Dan. And Dan, anytime you want to come up to the Capitol with me, I would love to show you all this information so that way, you know, anybody, I would love to show it to them and try to have a better understanding of what's going on out there.
Terrific. Thanks, Tony.
Take care.
You too.